It is the pink after Liverpool have gone to Leeds United and won by 6-1. Beforehand, we had a lovely meal. Whilst having a lovely meal, I said, I'm not going to have any dessert. I'm going to hang on. I'm going to have something sweet after the Reds have tasted sweet victory. Here I am, Magnum in hand, in the car as we're heading home. I've got John Gibbons. I've got Paddy Fitz. I've got Craig Hannon. I've got a little bit of Dan Austin, but he's doing the main show tomorrow, so you might not get a ton of Dan. We will start off with Paddy. Paddy, what a win that is for the Reds. What a performance across the board.
Yeah, brilliant. They've given us a few so far this season, haven't they? Performances like that. I didn't see it coming, to be honest, tonight. I thought we might struggle.
No, you were a real cynic, I thought, in the boozer before, and that's one of the reasons why I'm enjoying the sweet taste of this Magnum, yeah. Mate, and you're not.
No, I was really down on the Reds, but, you know, they've surprised us a few times this season. They've surprised us again. Hopefully they can carry on.
Hopefully they can carry on, Paddy. There's performances, excellent performances all over the pitch. We'll end up sort of going into all of them, but I want to talk about two local lads first and foremost. I want to talk about Curtis Jones and Trent Alexander-Arnold. Curtis first. I thought Curtis was the absolute business tonight. I think he looks after it brilliantly. His ball for Jota's goal is, I think, the key moment in terms of turning it round after Liverpool have conceded just after half-time. That ball opens the whole game up. Jota scores. I thought Curtis was great.
Yeah, it's one of them performances, Brian, where you just wonder why we've not seen him more. Because in games like that where you're going to dominate the ball, he very rarely gives it away. And when you're going to dominate high up the pitch like we did tonight, which I thought was great, we kept ticking over. He's great in them areas. He's always played a lot higher up the pitch at youth level and things like that. And I think he can be really influential. And the assist is something we've not seen too much of. And I don't think we need to see from our midfielders too much, but it was great to see that goal came at a really important time. We just let them back into it, they're crowded up, and had a real bit of quality just to open the game up like that and put on a plate for Jota.
He puts it on a plate for Jota. Someone who puts it on a plate for the sixth is Trent Alexander-Arnold. He also puts it on a plate for Gakpo as well. He's come away from this game with two assists, and we'll talk about it ongoingly on this show, on other shows. It's a completely different role for him again, as we saw against Arsenal. And it's wild the extent to which Liverpool have bought into this notion that he's got almost a complete free role from right back. He gets to basically pick his position all over the pitch. And I just thought he looked like he was having the absolute time of his life.
Yeah, he's sort of like a wall for the other players to pass the ball off. I couldn't get over the amount of times people played 1-2s with him, just right in the middle of the pitch. He was everywhere, everything seemed to go through him. The ball for the for Jota's one, which that is the sixth, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, for Nunez is the sixth.
Yeah, that's something we come to expect from him. But if that's anyone else in the league, you're talking about it for weeks.